This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The finish line is in sight for the South Shore's only year-round soccer field and rubberized track. There's just one hurdle left to clear, according to Christopher Snarby, president of the Queens County Track Society.
The track is done now. Lights are getting done, so we're just getting them connected. And now we just have to finalize insurance. And once we have insurance in place, then we can start renting it out and start using it.
The $3.5 million facility at Liverpool Regional High School features an artificial turf soccer field and a four-lane, 400-meter rubberized track. It also has an additional two lanes on the straightaways for 100-meter sprints and 110-meter hurdles races.
I just think it's amazing that we have this facility in Liverpool. Being the only one on the South Shore is kind of cool. Knowing that people from Bridgewater, Shelburne, and all parts in between will want to be here to train and to play games and to, you know, run the track, it's great. I see people, you know, out exercising who are runners, and I'm hoping that we'll see them running to train here. The big game changers that we'll have year-round use now, or close to year-round.
The federal government contributed $1.8 million, with the province chipping in $1.2 million and the region of Queens $250,000. The society is making up the difference, with about $150,000 still left to fundraise. The high school's old field didn't drain properly and was sometimes unusable after a heavy rain. The new facility has a modern drainage system built right into the field.
So the water actually drains into the perimeter of the, like, where the green is for the field, and then there's a drainage system underneath. It's been great. We've had some pretty heavy rains, and there's been no issue with drainage.
The Track Society is responsible for maintaining the facility and looking after rentals and scheduling in cooperation with the South Shore Regional Center for Education and the municipality. The facility will also be available for anyone in the community to use. Snarby says they're still working out the details for that arrangement. With a natural turf soccer field and gravel track planned for North Queens Community School in Caledonia, Queens County athletes will be able to train and play on modern facilities for the first time in years. The closest all-weather tracks are in Halifax, Clare, or at Acadia University in Wolfville, all at least a 90-minute drive away.
Our kids have been at a disadvantage forever for the track. They literally train around the bus loop here. They run around the school, and that's how they train for runs, right? So our kids have had to run through the streets of Liverpool, run in the parking lot, run in the bus loop. So it's nice that we're going to have the best facility on the South Shore, you know, to train at. And I don't know, if I were a kid, I'd be pretty excited about coming here every day and seeing that compared to what they had before. So, and the soccer field's beautiful. It's going to be great for the community.
Snarby says he had hoped the new track and field would have been open by now, but he's looking forward to having the insurance ironed out in the next few weeks.
I just want to get the gate open so people can start using it. That's the priority now.
That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more Queens County news, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.